NPR's Noah Adams is back from a three-week stay in New Orleans. And yes, he did get to a couple of Mardi Gras parades and heard some music and found some great food. He also saw much of the other post-Katrina side of the city. Here's a story from his reporter's notebook about someone he met.
They said, do a story about how hard it is for people to find a doctor in New Orleans. And I did, and along the way, a friend gave me the number of an emergency room resident. I made that call. Sure, we can talk, he said. Come over Saturday morning.
My name is Richard Venroot, Jr., and I work for LSU Hospital System at Charity Hospital. I'm a third-year resident in emergency medicine.
He served me Tunisian coffee. Although he doesn't drink coffee himself, he's spending most of the time from his work. He just finished a 12-hour night. Dr. Venroot gave me a business card with raised printing. He's careful about including the junior in his name. He stayed in New Orleans during the storm, wants to be here now, and he told me about his father, who was a lawyer and married, but then had a friend killed in Vietnam and decided to go there himself.
And my dad talked about Vietnam. He never talked like he was terribly affected. And I think it's because he made the choice to stay there. And I think the storm for me was the same thing. I mean, I have all these patients that have had these terrible experiences because I think they were stuck here, forced to stay. I kind of chose to stay.
Richard Venroot thinks New Orleans these days is a great place to learn. He'll be a better doctor. And he likes the people and his little house on Constance Street, not far from the river. Enough room for a single person who works most of the time anyway. He's got a lovely collection of folk art from countries where he's been, and he could sign up with Doctors Without Borders or do something with tropical medicine. But for now, he's happy coming home tired in his blue scrubs and white lab coat. The neighborhood people come to his door, and that reminds him of his great-grandfather, a small-town doctor back in North Carolina.
I haven't had anybody pay me with chickens or anything lately, but they do want to come and thank me for checking the pressure and giving them a suggestion or two.
Just come and knock on your door?
All the time. I get knocks usually until 11:30 at night. And sometimes it's not for that. Sometimes they just want to come in and ask for a beer.
After all, Dr. Richard Venroot Jr. might conclude, it is New Orleans.
NPR's Noah Adams.